Yep.
All set. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen, and welcome to the regular town council meeting of September 19th, 2022, held in the council chambers of Currie Beach. John, may we please have an invocation and a pledge of allegiance?
Please join me in prayer. Loving and gracious God, you are indeed the giver of all good gifts, and we thank you today for your blessings, for the successful outcome of our town events, and for all of our staff members. We ask that you bless them abundantly, and we continue to seek your wisdom, guidance, courage, and strength. Be with us in our deliberations, and help us to be wise in the decisions we make for the good of all those who have placed their trust and confidence in our leadership. Give us insight to lead with integrity, that our decisions may reflect what is right and good. Keep us from short-sightedness and pettiness. Help us to make decisions that are of the good of all, and guard us from blind self-interest. Lord, grant us the humility to always seek your will in all that we do and say. All of the glory is to be with you, loving God, now and always. Amen.
Amen. Please stand for the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, before we proceed, do we have David on the phone?
We do.
We have somebody to go.
Yes, sir.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner Hagler. We'll proceed to the approval of the consent agenda items.
Mr. Mayor, we need to move 3.3, remove that off of the consent. And Mandy, do we need to put that in new business if we're going to discuss it, or just?
Okay. Yes, please.
Okay, so I'd like to move 3.3 to new business to discuss the sponsorship for the NC Byways meeting.
Okay, that'll become 10.5.
Yes, sir. Other than that, I make a motion we approve the consent agenda with the exception that's presented.
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second to change the consent agenda. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Opposed?
Aye.
Okay. Moving on to the adoption of the agenda. Please review the agenda and let me know if there are any changes recommended.
Mr. Mayor, along with adding that item to new business, we need to amend our agenda to add a closed session per General Statutes 143-318.11.A3 for attorney-client privilege.
Okay, so we need a motion to add a closed session.
Yes, so moved.
Second.
All right, we have a second. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay. Any opposed? No. All right. So moving along then, we'll go right to public comment. And the first public commenter is Ms. Jennifer Ames. So we all know 3 minutes.
Right.
Okay.
Yeah.
He has it here.
Good evening, gentlemen. Thank you for giving me this time here again this evening. I think I'm the only one speaking tonight, so it will be short. But really what I wanted to do was make a summarization. And I went through the audio minutes of the last three town council meetings. And 21 times people signed up to speak. Out of that, one was for busking, which I think you should go ahead with because it's really a not aggressive thing. And when people are waiting in line to eat at Freddy's. It would be nice for somebody to entertain and maybe have a hat on. But that being said, one person talked about busking, and the other 20 of the 21 spoke about the boardwalk. And not one instance did anyone that spoke said that they wanted ground level, concrete, or a multi-use path. There may be people out there that want that, but no one has taken the initiative to come here and speak about it. And in that same 3 months worth of meetings, there were 17 letters read into the record, all 17 the same thing. No one for a multi-use path, concrete, or ground level. These are the people that have taken the initiative to contact you or speak publicly. It just doesn't seem to be something that the town wants. And that's not including, I'm sure that you've all received emails on your individual email concerning the boardwalk. I just wanted to bring that to your attention and summarize it. And I do want you to take that into consideration. So, thank you.
Okay, thank you. Thank you, Ms. Ames. We have one other individual signed up, and this is Mr. Siner. Is that how you pronounce your name?
That's right.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you very much. Chet Siner, and South 4th Avenue, 545. Mm-hmm. And I just want to speak to the Dogs on the Beach ordinance just passed. And thank you for giving me this opportunity. I have been informed about it probably later than I should have been. I didn't catch the notifications. And I would like to mention that now that we have passed the ordinance, it is important for the council and us to take responsibility for the implementation of it. And from the streets, and especially the increase in short-term pet-friendly Airbnb rentals, and what I see in the streets, I'm worried that there will be dogs off-leash in the beach before 5 o'clock. And I take my son around 5 o'clock to the beach, and it's still pretty packed. And I'm just worried that the implementation will be left to the citizens of Curie Beach, that we will have to call the animal services. And again, I wish I could have spoken before, not that it may not have made a difference, but now that we passed it, I've heard that there was a ranger monitoring idea that was being discussed. I just want to come by and state that I'd like to support that idea, and I think we shouldn't leave anything to chance, and there are many, many accidents every year, and kids are playing on the beach. And what I see from the streets every day, there are many dogs off leash. So I just want to state my support for having a ranger monitor this implementation. And I would also like to speak to the first speaker's point. I fully support not having a concrete walkway and the boardwalk.
Thank you, Mr. Siner. Moving on to presentations, I believe we have no presentations today. Therefore, we can move right into committee business. Bike Ped Committee.
Hello, I'm Cindy Mayer with the Bike Ped Committee. So thank you, Honorable Mayor and Council, for letting us speak and be able to give you an update with this. Standing in for Mo Lindquist, who is the chair of the Bike Ped Committee. So she very graciously offered for me to give this update. So going forward, you know, we meet on a monthly basis. So we have been very fortunate to have several guests come to our last couple of meetings, and they had valuable input, and we listened to what the input was. It was mainly regarding the boardwalk and their concerns for that. So I want to thank you. I've seen familiar faces. Thank you for coming and expressing your concerns. As you know, we did document those concerns and also been discussed with council, and then you've also sent things to council, as you had said before. Just wanted to make sure that we acknowledge that and how much we appreciate our input from the town citizens, because it's vital for us to have that. Wanted to talk about the spot lane connector. As you know, it was, the pavement was finished with that connector early summer, and we now want to have signage put on that connector, and we have the signage. If you can put the signage up for me. We had and worked with
the previous page, yeah.
The signage so that we could add to the spot lane connector. So we've asked for a total of 7 signs, and the total dollar amount is $374.50. Now, unfortunately, this money was budgeted for last year and not this fiscal year, but with the delay of the spot connector being paid, we got kind of pushed out. So we are asking for consideration for the signage to be paid for in this fiscal year. But as you can see, we want to have a sign that says spot lane connector ahead, one that is the Island Greenway, because this is part of the East Coast Greenway going up through Alabama and on to Fort Fisher. But we are using this connector for families and children and visitors and even citizens of both Carolina Beach and Curie to use this to get to the Carolina Beach Greenway system. But these are the 7 signs, with a couple of them we're going to order 2 of them. That's why if you're counting, it's like that's not really 7. But for the start of our system, because it's called the Island Greenway system, when the path ends at Curie Beach, we would kind of like to have this emblem of Curie Beach here on there, so it could show that this is part and you're in Curie Beach with that part of it. So I appreciate again your consideration for letting us order those and then paying for it. So I do appreciate that.
Arlen, do we need a motion to adopt that, or can we just take it out of this year's current budget?
We'll just take it out of this year's current budget.
Okay.
Thank you very much. But if you haven't been on Spot Lane Connector, it's really nice. They did a great job with that. So the second step is, what can we do to help beautify that connector? So we're in the process of discussing that. We did talk with Virginia Holman, Candy Ashton Forrester, another member of the group, and I spoke with her this past week about native plant ideas. Suggestions, so what we may or may not can do, but of course we'll work closely with Public Works and the Parks and Rec as far as anything else that we may want to do as far as beautification. We would like to add a kiosk and to have a map of our bike routes up there and any educational material, so the kiosk would be very similar to what is at the park close to the dog run now, and between the dog run and the basketball court. And so that's future what we want to do, and we will again when we have that and possibly add a bench. So we want it to be a very pleasant cut through and serve the purpose and be a very enjoyable thing for our residents and our guests here with that. So as we work towards that and get a more solid plan and discuss this in more detail with the Public Works Department, because everything has to be maintained, right? We will have a plan together for the council to look at and see if that meets their consideration, and if they have any, if you guys have any questions and possible approval of that. So I appreciate that. The other thing we're going to talk about is the maps. So this is a proposed map for the Island Greenway system, and you can see here we've added Curie Beach to the bottom. We did work with Carolina Beach, and we used the format of the mapping that Carolina Beach currently has. And so this is Carolina Beach current mapping, and they have graciously ID'd their Island Greenway. And then the spot connector here, right now it says unpaved, because when they produced these maps, it was unpaved, so the next revision will have that it's paved.
So if you'll go back down, please. Thank you. This is mapped out here, the East Coast Greenway versus Owl Island Greenway, the spot connector here. And it can either go into the spot connector goes into Settlers, or you can also go up Alabama, turn on Mackerel and get to Slough Point. But it IDs all the possible non Fort Fisher Boulevard access points and goes down into and past K and into and past Fifth. So that's an easier way for families, children, occasional bikers, recreational bikers to go. The more intense, I'll call them, bikers that we see going up and down Dow and up and down Fort Fisher will continue to go that route. This is for someone like me who just wanders moseys around and does the walking on my bike. So this is what you're proposing, but we're not asking for money for printing at this time. But we would like to have this presented to the marketing committee because we think it would be a great tool for them to use. Right now, Carolina Beach, you know, one business I know that these maps are in the Shore Great Bike Shop, so they're free to whoever comes in. But it is a great way to give our town information, for our town to give citizens and tourists information about how to get around safely, because that's really our main concern with this committee and what we can do in the future. But it also outlines the bike repair station at the park, right here, the town hall, and the marketing committee could also utilize it to ID anything else of interest going forward to the town. We also, for those of you on Atlantic, we have it listed as it is now a one-way connector, and the pedestrian is only on the boardwalk, and no bikes for there. So just a little bit about that. Again, we want to just, you know, have this presented to the marketing committee and see what we can do in conjunction.
Have we talked to Dirk about this yet?
Not yet. No.
All right.
We have just
okay.
really gotten this, wanted to present it to you, let you know where we were.
Okay.
That we were thinking about.
Okay.
Okay, our next item is that unfortunately we've had a bike pick committee member, Tracy Mitchell, resign, so we are currently posting for another member of the bike pick committee. And then our next meeting is October 3rd and at 3 p.m. And we have reserved this meeting for us to discuss what we've done in the last 2 years and where we're going and our future goals. Candy Ashton Forrester and myself will be facilitating this meeting, and we will be using the SOAR platform, S-O-A-R. We'll be IDing our strengths, next opportunities, our aspirations, and then our results of what we've been doing, and then also our goals with that. So our focus again will be on the best way to serve community, how we can continue to think about safety and how we can go forward with that. So again, thank you for your time. The Bike Pick Committee really does appreciate all of your input, and we are very proud of what we have been able to accomplish with some of the grants and things that will start to be coming into fruition in the next month to years.
I don't know if your committee is aware, but this Saturday, and it's a little almost late to get involved, there's a very nice bike ride over in Brunswick County. It's 16 miles long. It's in you start up the north part of the county and ride down into the town and stop it near the ocean, the river. For 8 miles, they provide snacks and beverage and stuff, and then you do 8 miles back.
Okay.
So this is the, quote, second annual Brunswick County ride, okay. And you can get it on the internet.
All right, I'll look that up, and I will ask very nicely for Beth maybe to put that on our website, the Lifehead website, so people can get to that. But thank you. Any other questions?
Nice work.
Okay.
Thank you. Community Center? Anything to report, Nikki, or?
We're working on a holiday globe and cookie-themed event on December 4th.
Is that still the wire ball and cookie sale or whatever it is? All right, okay. Not ready for closure on that, huh? Not ready to close that yet. Okay, all right. Historical Preservation Commission. I believe we had input from Craig Galbraith that there was nothing to report in that area. Land Use Plan Committee, the same. Marketing Committee, anybody here from Marketing Committee?
Yeah, nothing to report.
Nothing? Good to see you. All right, nothing to report.
We'll meet tomorrow.
Yep. We're going to have to get that meeting maybe a little better in line. I don't know. Parking Committee. Parking went relatively well this year. I say relatively well. We didn't quite, it doesn't appear like we will quite to come up to the revenue we accrued last year. We'll take a look at what the responsibilities and problems were with that. But principally, we lost some very heavy weekends to pretty poor weather. July 4th weekend to be one of them. And weekends is where most of the people find their way to our town. So it's a pretty good story. It'll probably be close to around 700,000. And then we'll look at whatever the costs were. The cost should be less this year because we weren't a startup and we didn't spend quite as much money as we did for signs and other things. So when we're finished, we'll be able to tell you a little more about it, but still successful. Just didn't quite touch last year, which slightly disappointing, but understandable. We will be having a meeting with the department heads shortly to talk about what went well, what could change, what are some of the ideas, and then we will meet with Premier to give them our feedback, and they will give us their feedback and their ideas for next year. Planning and Zoning Commission. Craig's not here tonight either. He sent a note about there was nothing to report.
No, there was no update. There was no update.
Yeah. Shoreline access and beach protection.
The only thing I can say is that the Shoreline Access Beach Protection Committee is looking at all the beach ordinances, in particular taking a look at the holes on the beach. And we'll probably be making a recommendation at the next meeting as to possibly changing that ordinance.
Okay. That would also fall in the range of responsibilities probably if we should we take that step. Stormwater Committee. David, anything from Stormwater Committee? Thanks, Commissioner. Anybody have any questions on what David said? Okay. Moving on to department head business. Mandy, administration. Nothing to report this time? Building Inspections Department. John.
Yes, sir, Mr. Mayor. Several months ago, I made you guys aware of pending camera regulation changes, and just wanted to update you on that. As of August 1st, those changes have occurred. There is no longer any such thing as a development line. That does not apply to the town of Cary Beach or any North Carolina municipality any longer. Our easement is still there, but no more development line. We have reverted back to the way we measured and allowed structures to be built on the ocean front prior to 2017, which works. In the new rules, there is a desperate measuring system that's basically called a beach management plan that we can apply for to the CRC to measure differently than what is standard. And in my research, I believe that this will be advantageous for the town to apply for this beach management plan. It would definitely help some properties and create a larger footprint than would currently be allowed on the rules that are available now. And so basically, I've met with some of you guys and went over this at length, but that would be my recommendation. And so I'm here to ask whether or not you want me to move forward with making that application to the CRC.
The part that I was worried about the most, John, is the south end of town. Under the beach management plan, are we protecting that south end of town?
That area of town would be most affected if we don't apply for the beach management plan.
Okay. So based on what we went forward to CAMA on the beach, on the boardwalk, we have time to deal with that within the boardwalk. But would the boardwalk be part of the beach management plan as well?
It would not, no, sir.
It would not.
It has nothing to do with us.
Okay. So, gentlemen, you have any questions for John on this?
So is this a plan that's already in place and we just have to...
There's certain parameters, and we automatically fit into those parameters since we have a large-scale beach nourishment project already. And so all that documentation that they're going to ask for is already out there. It's already available. I actually already have it. I just have to put it together and give it to them. But it's basically, we're proving that we're managing our erosion with, you know, beach nourishment. That's basically what it comes down to.
Good.
Dave, do you have any questions for John?
No, sir. I understand the recommendation agreement.
Okay. Anybody else?
No. I sat with John and we talked about it. It makes sense.
Okay. Do we need a motion to move to this beach management plan, or can we just tell John to go ahead and begin this thing, Counselor?
I would do it by motion.
All right. I'll accept the motion to develop that plan, and then we'll take a look at it.
I'll make a motion.
The motion should be to apply for the plan.
Okay.
Okay, I make a motion that we apply for the beach management plan per the new regulations.
Second.
Okay, we have the motion and a second. All in favor? Aye.
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 Aye. Aye.
Okay, none opposed? All right, John, let's get to work on that. Thank you. John, I did have one question for you.
Yes, sir.
I took a look at the violations, and one thing, the structure on Alabama, is there anything else we're going to be doing with that? I know we have to clean it up a little bit around it. It's pretty deep again.
I'll check our calendar on that. The next step is for me to ask you guys for permission to demolish that structure.
Okay.
There'll be some procedure we need to go through, but it's based on the one-year anniversary.
Correct.
Okay. Secondly, I think on that, there's been a lot of discussion on that structure on 3rd Avenue that has the roof hanging down a little bit. Not 3rd Avenue, it's on K Avenue.
So I spoke to that property owner again this past week, and he said that he will have an application in engineering on my desk within the month.
Okay. And that is to, I guess, rework that structure.
That structure. Yes, sir.
Okay. Good.
John,
okay.
John, one quick question. The violations, the people that we're writing violations for, like the garbage cans, are they repeat every month? Is it the same ones, or is it?
We've had some repeat offenders. Duffin's doing a three strike system, more or less. This year has been a lot better than last year. We do have some repeat offenders. One in particular was discussed pretty at length this morning over on Thin Fish. Primarily, we've been targeting Fort Fisher Boulevard more than anywhere.
Mm-hmm. Okay. All right. Thank you.
Yeah. By the way, there is a fine associated with that if you're unfortunate enough not to follow the rule. Thank you, John.
Yes,
Finance Department.
Nothing to report from finance.
Nothing new to report? Same old stuff, huh? Fire Department. Are you on, Ed? I don't want to make you talk.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. No update, sir.
Okay. Actually, I did look at the report. The report showed that welfare and rescue were more than 50% of the actions last month. Nice job by the team. Please thank them for us.
Yes, sir. Will do.
All right. Police Department.
Nothing to report.
Okay. Public Works Department, Jim? Jimmy?
I just have a couple updates. Like David said, we have contractors digging out and cleaning out the ditches on Fifth Avenue, and they'll mm-hmm. be moving among town. And also, the water tower, I'm in touch with Southern Corrosion. They got tied up trying to finish up a couple jobs. At first, when I talked with them, they said it was going to be about a month out, but they called back and they tried to get in here last week. So I'm looking for them within the next couple of weeks of coming in. They'll do the exterior of both water towers and the interior of assembly tower, but it's not going to affect any kind of water operations or anything like that.
Okay, so we don't have to, we'll still be running water the same way we always
yes,
run.
Yes, sir, same
right.
way.
Even when you do the inside?
Yeah, well, we've shut it down, but everything works off
of the other tower.
Off the other one, so
okay.
there won't be no disruptions or anything like that.
Okay.
And also, we finally got the tag for the new garbage truck, so the one RV is going to be out and about.
Okay.
And
go
within
ahead.
The next week or so, you know, we're going to still kind of training on it, but, you know, it's going to take a little while, so, and trying to, you know, figure
sure.
out how we're going to schedule things. But last but not least, I want to remind council and the residents that the basketball, aka pickleball court, will be shut down from Wednesday to Friday this week.
Okay. Amy, Wednesday to Friday?
Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday.
And that'll right. make sure it's ready for the Hegler Open.
Absolutely.
Thank
you.
All right.
Thank you, Jimmy.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
One other thing for public works. We're still hiring two positions. I think, is that correct, Jimmy? Two?
Okay. Yes, sir. That is correct.
Yes. And so we have been continually challenged with staffing. Jimmy and his team have done a great job being short through the summer, but we have openings that we're not getting a lot of applications. So for anyone in the audience or listening on the phone, if you know someone that is interested in working in public works, we have a little box, and we're working closely with various investment banking to figure out other potential pools of applicants so we can get them to.
Anything else for Jimmy? Okay, we'll move into old business.
Recreation.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. My apologies, Nikki. I did that last time, didn't I?
Good evening, Mayor and Council. Tonight we have a continued discussion of the draft for the new
a few revisions based on feedback from the town attorney, and hopefully there's a final draft in the before you tonight. So we're just tonight we're just looking for either a continued discussion or approval of the current draft.
It's pretty comprehensive, actually, as I took a look through it. Anybody have any comments for Nikki on that? I thought it's pretty well done. It follows what the county and Wilmington are doing.
Wilmington and CD.
Okay. No questions?
No. No, I think they've done a good job putting this together.
I do, too. So I guess we should have a motion to proceed with that document.
I'll make a motion that we approve the Cary Beach Film Permit application as presented.
Second.
Okay. So we have a motion and a second. All in favor? Aye.
Aye.
Aye, David.
Okay.
Thank you.
And you got it, Nikki.
A couple other small items. While we're talking about film, I got a phone call a couple hours ago from the Summer Intern Pretty, and that same scene they've been trying to capture for the last month. We've approved multiple different dates for them, and they've just had some snags with it, so they would like to try one more time next week. They are asking for permission for either Tuesday, Wednesday, or Saturday of next week for that same permit you've already reviewed. It's the work down at the south end of town, Fort Fisher Boulevard, not a complete closure, but slowing traffic while they go back and forth between the state state historic site and the recreation base.
So it's during the week?
Correct. Well, one of the dates they asked for Tuesday, Wednesday, and Saturday, and they'll do work one of those days, but they were seeking permission for all three in one. So the Saturday, you don't have to approve them all, but they did ask.
Yeah.
Did DOT approve the Saturday?
They have to put the request back into DOT, so they're working on that right now.
It's the DOT road. It's the DOT road.
Correct. So and they've approved the last few dates, and they just tell them they have to avoid peak hours, which on a Saturday, usually it's the commute time, so I'm not sure on Saturday how DOT.
Might be better on Saturday.
Well, on Saturday you've got the Fort Fisher traffic, and you got the aquarium traffic, and you got the state traffic, state park traffic down there. Look, DOT is going to have to make a ruling on that, but I guess from our perspective, Chief, any particular problem with that?
No, sir. I think they were requesting police, but we just don't have the manpower to do both. So
okay, they're going to get the sheriff. Okay. Any other questions on this?
No, I'm fine with it.
Yeah, it's not a complete shutdown. It's just going to slow traffic, right? Yeah, it's fine.
Okay. I believe you have consensus to proceed.
Great, thank you. And then one other quick update. I received formal notification last week that the Christmas show is permanently canceled, and I wanted to share that information.
Well, that's that was quite an event in its time, and as usual, volunteers are getting harder and harder to find. The good news is that are we planning to do our event?
We will, yeah.
Are you going to use the Grinch or somebody else? The Grinch?
We went the same plan. It was very successful last year. So.
How many, was it 450 children last year?
We estimated the whole crowd was between 800 to 1,000 total through the whole event. I don't know the breakdown.
Okay. I was just thinking because how many pictures you guys took. I think you took 450 pictures. Yeah, of children with the Grinch. So that turned into quite a success. So we'll miss the Christmas show and the people who dedicated a lot of their spirit and their efforts to it. And Jimmy, I guess we're going to have to look at what we're doing with the storage units now.
Yes, sir.
So, okay.
That's all for me. Thank you.
All right. Thank you. Okay, old business. Update on the Fort Fisher K Avenue crosswalk.
Okay.
Mr. Oliver.
All right, Mr. Mayor, Council, the CRSSA grant we received for $358,000 is slowly but surely moving forward. Our next step in the process is an agreement that you have in your agenda packet from NCDOT. They have approved it, and we met last week with the town attorney and staff to discuss that agreement, and we're recommending that the agreement be approved tonight. That's the next step. Then we can then NCDOT can release the funds for beginning engineering services, and we can go out for request for qualification for engineering services.
Okay, Counselor, are we going to need a motion to go ahead and sign that? It was the two of us engaged in that discussion.
You need a motion for the council to authorize you to execute.
Right. Okay.
I'll make a motion.
Arlen will need to pre-authorize.
Yeah, Arlen will need to sign it too. So I'll make the motion give the mayor the authority to sign the agreement with NCDOT for the Fort Fisher K Avenue crosswalk project grant. And
so we have a motion. Do I have a second?
I'll second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. We went over this agreement ad nauseum with our with grant support as well as with our attorney, and I think it's a document we can go ahead and sign. So all in favor? Aye.
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 Okay. We'll proceed, and I'll sign that tonight.
I'll just mention that that'll be an electronic signature process, so I'll initiate that starting tomorrow morning.
Okay.
So you'll get an actual request.
Okay. Online, so. All right, that'll be fine. Proposed text amendment, KBC 5-08, soliciting, peddling, and begging.
Yes, Mayor.
Yes, Councilor.
What I'm bringing to you tonight are what I call some tweaks to what Council adopted last month as regulations for soliciting, panhandling, banking. The tweaks, I based those tweaks on approximately three developments. One was the ice cream truck scenario that you all raised during our discussion. One was a very good question from a young lady named Megan who commented on during the public comment about busking and solicitation. And then a lot of thought and some additional research went into responding to a media request regarding those solicitations. With that background in place, and we'll walk through the tweaks, which is very few of them, and help you to understand what my approach was. It's, of course, what's in black is what you adopted last month. The first set of revisions occurs at the top of page 4, and that's up on the screen. There is some confusion about to include, about limitation. That's legal boilerplate. You don't have to have that. I took that out just to clarify that. But I also included that solicitation would include a request not only for a donation of money or some other thing of value, but I specifically put time in there. And I also included in the definition of soliciting that soliciting shall not include advertising as that term is generally defined. And I'll just read you the general definition of the verb advertise. To call public attention to by emphasizing desirable qualities of the product so as to arouse the desire to buy or patronize. So, think about this scenario. Door-to-door salesperson knocks on the door, essentially is asking for a donation of your time so that they can advertise their product. Two different concepts here. So that's why I included time and okay. By excluding advertising, it takes care of the ice cream truck scenario.
That's a good thought.
The second tweak shows up in the middle of the page where under the definition for aggressive manner, I took out the inclusion of using, intentionally or recklessly using obscene or abusive language. I took that out for two reasons. One, I was surprised that in addition to George Carlin, the comedian's legal victories, there are actually court cases that protect obscenity and profane language in certain scenarios. But more importantly, if we have to have a content-neutral regulation, I think including obscene language is not very content-neutral. I think we've focused right on a particular type of language, so we don't need that. The First Amendment does not protect conduct, so we still have the substance of prohibiting solicitation by aggressive or intimidating conduct, and we still have that. You've got five paragraphs under that, even with the content-biased provision eliminated. And I believe there's... Oh, if you turn the page to page five, prohibited acts, the... right there under the heading where I took out beg or request money or anything of value, that's redundant. I had already abbreviated a couple pages back all those things into the word solicit, so that's just getting rid of the redundancy. I did find a case about protecting First Amendment speech in after sunset, so I took that out in abundance of caution. I took out Wave Transit because they're not our vehicle. We don't have any jurisdiction on that. If they want to do that, they can do that, but that's not our turf. And then finally, the last revision shows up on the last page under violations. Megan asked a very good question following last month's meeting. She said, look, what if myself and my mother park in a parking space where solicitation is prohibited in a designated parking space? I don't have my money or my application on the phone, so I ask her to pay for it. Isn't that solicitation? Technically, yes, it is, under the definition. But by making enforcement of these regulations complaint-driven, which is a very specific way of enforcing an ordinance that basically there's not going to be an enforcement unless somebody complains about the action. That eliminates that scenario, and Megan can therefore ask her mother, because I doubt Megan's going to complain to the police department about, or I don't think her mother will complain. So those are the tweaks. I'm asking council to adopt them, and we'll be done with this topic. It's a tricky topic, but the research that I did, the additional research that I did based on the media request, I feel very, very comfortable about these regulations as a whole. I've got no problem defending them if it comes up to that.
I have one question based on these changes, Jim, and it's just a thought. Since we took out after sunset or before sunrise, is there anything that would prevent us from saying in an illuminated area or something? Or maybe that's just overkill. I mean,
excuse me for interrupting. I take your point, but I bet you could fit that into aggressive or intimidating because the test for that is whether somebody basically is afraid.
Right, okay.
And I think that would fit. You know, if I was, not me, but a reasonable person being in a dark spot, somebody starting to hit them up for something or solicit them for something, that certainly might warrant a call, a complaint-driven enforcement. So I'm not too worried about that.
Okay. My thought there, just to explain myself, is in a parking area that we do not have lit, somebody's walking around when people are trying to get in their vehicle saying, hey, you know, how about a couple bucks? And so, but I understand if that's aggressive behavior, so rescind my question.
Approaching the person being solicited in a manner intended to or likely to cause a reasonable person to fear bodily harm, the commission of a criminal act, or damage to property in that person's possession, or that is reasonably likely to intimidate that person. I think that's a good starting point.
Yep, I think you got it there. Okay.
Any other questions on these tweaks?
No.
I'd ask you all for a motion to adopt them.
I'll make a motion that we adopt changes to section the Cure Beach Code 5.08 on soliciting, peddling, and begging as presented by the town attorney, Mr. Arbridge.
Second.
Okay, we have a motion and a second. All in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, pass. Thank you, Counselor. Update on the Public Works Building. Commissioner Oliver.
Okay, so we sent out RFQs for design services, architectural design services, and project management for the new Public Works Building, with the intent, since we had the state funding that was that we received, to pay for this part of the project, and then hopefully have cost estimates for the budget hearings and discussion for next year. So we received one architectural design RFQ and one RFQ for project management services. It's all we received. They're both very viable and established companies. The actual project management part of it is the same firm that did our building here, so we're very aware of them and we're very happy with the work they did. I would like to, unless there's some questions, I'd like to make a motion that we authorize the mayor and staff to enter into a negotiate a contract with the two firms.
To be
just as a follow-up, by statute on an RFQ, price is no consideration.
Yeah, price. This is all.
Now we're at that point. You've designated a qualified firm. Now you can negotiate the price.
Right. To be clear, this is being paid for by the money that came forward. Which particular bucket was that on?
This was considered, I think it was the state capital and infrastructure grant.
So okay.
We received $250,000.
Whereby we had to declare where we would use the money, and we declared we'd use it here.
Correct.
In the architecture study. Okay.
And just to follow up too, once we reach that $250,000 threshold, there's no other reporting on it. So we can do all our preliminary design and hopefully some other things with this money.
Yeah, we certainly wouldn't expect, I don't think, to spend $250,000 on the architectural design. So
right. We just have to watch for those. The actual grant agreement, I think, expires June 30th of 23.
Okay.
There is the opportunity to extend it, though. That was the instruction that the money would be available until spent, but we may just have to
request
the agreement if we haven't spent the $250,000.
All right. Okay. So, you make the motion?
I made the motion to.
Did we have a second?
I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second to authorize the mayor to sign the RFQ for the architectural design of the public works.
You're not going to sign anything, you just want to negotiate.
You're just negotiating with the.
Then we'll draft the agreement.
Okay, all right.
And I'll work with you.
All right. Okay, so all in favor?
Aye.
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 Okay, thank you. Moving on to the update, we're moving into new business. Discussion of the emergency operations plan, Commissioner Hagler. David, you're not coming across very loud. I don't know if there's anything you can do on your end to increase the volume, or Mandy, can we do anything here?
Can you turn up the volume on your phone?
Yeah, that made it somewhat better.
All the emergency operations plans across the so that they all were on the same template. And so through the summer, I worked with New Hanover County Emergency Management and their consultants, which was paid for by New Hanover County funding, to rewrite all the plans. And that's what shared with council and now with the public. So they, of course, want us to adopt this as our plan. I, of course, don't think you should change the plan because it'll hurt anything. So my recommendation to the council is we have the department heads go through what is presented tonight offline and then report back to us in the November meeting. And we formally adopt in the December meeting for 2023 the change to a fire emergency operation plan to conform with the county. The reason everyone wants to do this is it helps us all with team up, as well as making sure that all the edges between New Hanover County and the four municipalities are not blurring, so that we have good transitions from Trinity Fire Department meets Caroline Fire Department meets New Hanover County or Wilson Fire Department, or the police department, or the public works department. So it's a significantly big change. We took our plan and wrote it in their format, so you'll see a lot of our language, but there's a lot in there. In the email when I sent it and added it to the agenda, I assigned my recommendation for which department heads to meet with part of the plan. So each of the annexes is assigned to a different department head, so they can be the lead person for that part of the plan review. And what I would request from council is, first I'm going to question, and then our request basically is council to direct staff to that review to come back in the November meeting. So I'll open it up to questions.
You should have called that. I'm having a hard time hearing you. So.
Yeah. Okay, anybody have any questions relative to the new structure on the emergency operations plan? It makes sense that we're consistent across the communities with a common heading on the plan. Is there anything you need from us, David? Do you need a motion or something to proceed with this, or? Okay.
So do you want our reviews turned in to you first, and then you read through them, and then get the motion in December?
In November.
I'm sorry.
So the department is going to start looking now, but they have to come back in the November meeting with any proposed changes so we can get them all hashed out in the November meeting. So we can formally adopt it in the December meeting. For the public, I would like them to have any comments back to staff by October 31st, so staff has time to review those if they're all right. So it's a two-part process, right? I think the public should look at it. If they want to recommend changes, they should say, I think based on this page, to do this change, and then staff will have 3 weeks in November
From my perspective, David has been our emergency manager since the early 2000s. We've been through probably at least 4 or 5 hurricanes with David as emergency manager, who takes over the position of mayor essentially during an emergency. With that background, his naval background in submarines, I would say that I would defer to David on his recommendations here and proceed as he requests. My opinion.
Okay.
Any of you have another opinion?
I fully agree.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so...
I only have one question. This plan is public now? David?
I think it's just drafted. It should be put on our website, the recommended website, as a draft seeking public input.
Okay.
And I'll communicate to our county our intention to adopt it for calendar year 2023 at our December meeting after getting formal public input.
We've already got an emergency management plan, correct?
Yes, we do.
What is the think in this draft is going to be reviewed internally before council acts to approve it?
Right.
I'm sure there's good reason, I just can't think of it. Why would we put a draft on the website until we have approved it as a viable plan? And particularly if we've already got one in place. There could be things in that draft that will change with the internal input. There could be things in that draft that we want to emphasize in a different way.
I think you make a good point there, Councillor. Since it's identified as draft, but it is a consistent copy that all of the department heads can work to and not a separate sets of copies, I don't know that I would have a problem with it on there being marked draft or under advisement or consideration, but your point is well taken. What does the rest of council feel?
Well, I understood Commissioner Hagler saying he would like it on the website for the community to comment.
Right.
We could put out it on town news, right, letting know that citizens can review and input comments.
Right. And also, do you all anticipate any kind of a public input other than that? Hearing-wise or anything?
I would be very surprised if people would have more technical comment than the content that's already in here. I would be.
I don't have a problem going and putting it out there.
I'm okay with putting it out there. I mean, where are you guys?
Okay, I also a little concerned about confusion, but as long as it, you know, it's an option for the public to take a look and make comment, I guess it's all right.
It's also a way to let you know what you can expect with the new draft relative to a hurricane, what you can expect for rescue, if you can expect rescue, if you decide not to evacuate, when you should evacuate, we ask you to evacuate. These are things that are in this plan that will explain, and a lot of technicalities also in there, and how incident management operates and et cetera, which I don't expect anybody to have a comment on since it's directed by the government. But, okay. Are you okay with that, David? You still want to put it out there? I think I would support you on that. Okay. All right.
So the next one, I believe, should be out there. One of the department heads and one of the annexes has a concern. We can let them review it for a week first. But, I mean, the emergency operations plan for all the towns and counties are public record. There are secure annexes for some of the houses, but we specifically deal with specific issues, but they're very specific. And then the emergency operations plan doesn't go into the tactics of firefighting or the valves that Jimmy operates to do things. It does talk about securing water on the first row of houses during larger storms and isolates the water tower. So I don't have any concerns if one of the department heads does. Let's say maybe wait until next Monday and department heads look at the annex you were assigned. And if you have concerns, let council know. We won't put those annexes up until we can discuss it. But the majority of them, I don't think any of the department heads will be concerned with it. I'm not, after working with the county.
Okay. I would consider that putting it out there would require a letter from the emergency manager explaining what it is out there in draft form to do, which I know you would do. And so, I mean, from my, do we need consensus or do we need a motion to do this?
I think you can get by with consensus on recommending to Councilman Hagler to put a statement to accompany the draft.
Yeah.
Okay. So I agree with that.
Yeah, I do too.
John?
Yes.
Okay, you have consensus to proceed, Commissioner Hagler. Thank you. Thank you for the work on this.
Yeah, I'll work with Mandy and make sure that the communication before it's posted. So Mandy, I'll give you clarity quickly. Thank you, Council.
Okay. Very good. Thanks. Next is discussion on the private beach access points. We have had some complaints about private beach access points. Private beach access points, we do have an ordinance, and there is no one, at least as far as we know, John, that is in violation of any of our ordinances. However, we do have some individuals who think that we could do a better job. My thought here is that we potentially have planning and zoning take a look at what is being done along other beaches, whether these should be, some places don't allow handrails, some places don't allow you to be above the dune. I am not a fan of telling people what to do with their property. I don't like to do that unless there's a true common good for everybody if we do something. But I would think, and I'd like to open it up to the commissioners, that it may make sense to have planning and zoning take a look at what other beaches are doing to see if we're being consistent and acting in the most responsible way to protect our dunes. Any input on this, guys, or what do you feel about it?
What authority do we have versus CAMA with regard to these access points? John?
As with any state law, we can be more restrictive, but not less restrictive. So we wanted to enact ordinances that would, for instance, prohibit elevation of the beach access way over 2 feet. We could certainly do that.
Okay. So it's a general assessment is that as long as we're not more restrictive. I mean, we can be more restrictive, we can't be less restrictive in general.
Yes, sir.
Even as it applies to the beach, the dunes and the access to the dunes.
That is all the town's territorial limits.
Okay. I'm not necessarily proposing a change, but I would like to understand what other folks are doing and why they're doing it.
I mean, I think it's a great idea. I think we're going to find that most other oceanfront municipalities are just abiding by CAMA regulations. But there may be some different ones. I will say I encourage most property owners to build their access ways as low to the ground as possible so you don't have to have handrails, but it's the prerogative to build them a little higher, and as long as they're not dug into or touching a dune, then not much I can do about it.
Okay. Yeah, with today's ordinance.
And with
right.
CAMA regulations in place, yes.
Right, okay.
Do we have any ordinances in place now for the access?
They mirror basically what CAMA says.
Okay.
So.
I think, knowing what other beach towns are doing will just either tell us one thing or the other. I mean, we need to look into it or we're good at where we're staying, so.
But my recollection of the complaints, of the few complaints we've had, have been eyesight restriction mm-hmm. because of raising, not because of disruption of the dune itself.
Well, people who don't like the sight line
yes.
quickly get to, and you're screwing up the dune.
Okay.
At least the most recent one is. So I think a matter of understanding what's going on, and why. It may not apply to us. It may not even mean a change. But I think planning and zoning is, it might have a little bit of free time right now. Craig's not here on any of those opportunities. So it's my thought we should ask them to look at it. Not a motion, a consensus item, to tell them to go look at it and give us their thoughts.
Yeah, I'm fine with that.
Oh, yeah. I think that's a good idea.
John?
Sure.
David?
I agree with you, sir.
Okay. We'll go ahead and we'll ask Craig Galbraith to take a look at that. Thank you, John. Reschedule of the October 17th Town Council meeting. Gentlemen, I have a personal conflict on the 17th. I would like to move that to the Monday, the 24th. If that works with everybody else's schedule.
Fine with me.
Or you guys can handle the meeting without me.
24th is okay.
I think you said it was fine. It's fine with me as well.
Yeah. Okay. We have two that the schedule works. You too, John? You too, Alan?
Yeah, I'm fine.
Okay, I'd like a motion to move the meeting to the 24th.
I'll make a motion that the October Town Council for Cure Beach move to October 24th with a start time of 1800 hours.
Okay. Do I have a second?
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay, so aye. Now, thank you. Now that takes us to the November 21st council meeting, which is smack dab in the middle of Thanksgiving week. So I am open to recommendations. You want to keep that date? Do you want to move that date?
Was there an issue, Arlen, was there an issue with our auditors? Is that the week that they come?
Well, they'll come to that. When I discussed it with them, I told them I would let them know it was going to be the 21st or another date.
So. Okay.
So do we need to move it for the auditor?
Whatever. No, it doesn't have to be.
It doesn't have to be. Okay.
But if you move it, I mean, he'll be fine with that and can be here for whatever day you set.
Now, I realize if it's the 21st, some of the staff may not be available. And generally, we either get somebody else on staff to attend for you, or in rare occasions, we have no one to attend for a certain department. But what's the will of council? You want to keep the date or you want to move the date?
I'm okay with keeping it. I don't have any plans for the Thanksgiving week except on Thursday.
I'm okay with keeping it.
I'm okay with keeping it.
But I'm okay with moving it.
Okay, four of us can hold on to the 21st. David, how about you? Probably the one time we'll all be home.
Right.
Okay, then we do not. Is staff okay with this, Mandy?
Yes, sir.
Staff? All right. Thank you, Counselor. All right, then we will keep that at the 21st. No motion or further discussion is necessary. Moving on to mayor updates.
I got the item that we pulled off.
Oh, I'm sorry. You're absolutely correct. We pulled off an item. And go ahead and take
okay,
that.
Okay, so we had in the consent agenda for Commissioner Ellen and I to attend the North Carolina Byways meeting. And we were anticipating Commissioner Panatelli attending. And we were going to do a sponsorship that allowed us for $1,500 $1,500. And that would give us pay for three of us to go with that $1,500. But since only two of us are going, I'd like to make a motion that we just do a $1,000 sponsorship, which would pay for Commissioner Ellen and I's attendance. There'll be no overnight stay since it's in Wilmington or meal cost. It'll be covered in the registration fee. So okay. $1,000 sponsorship for NC Byways.
I'll second.
Was that a motion?
Yes, that's a motion.
And we have a second. Okay, any discussion on that? Any comment, David?
No, sir.
And And we typically do a sponsorship
each year. Right, right. I just want to give the guys an opportunity to comment. And I know you can't attend because you have a personal commitment. I've been there often over the last 9 years. So I think, too, is fine representing us to CAMA, CRC, and a whole pile of other folks that attend. John, are you planning on attending this year, or... I was just wondering if you're planning on attending the NC Byways this year. Okay. All right. So we have a motion and a second for $1,000 sponsorship. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Okay. Very good. Okay, that takes care of that. Mayor updates. The only mayor update that I have for the moment is we have begun to discuss the Saunders Park, Sandman Park. Gosh, I always say the wrong name for that.
We're naming it after Mandy.
Yeah, I think so. The Sandman Park with a design firm to look at potential use of that green space, as was identified in the land use plan survey, where 976 of you responded and overwhelmingly wanted more green space. So we are looking at that. We are looking at the requirements for stormwater. We're looking at the requirements for better use of that property. And after we have a few design recommendations, we will come forward to the community so that the community can comment. As well as the two HOAs that will be involved, one potentially donating a significant piece of land, and another that would definitely have concerns about their stormwater permit. We have work to do, we're going to start it, and we'll see where we can go. We'll either get it accomplished, or we'll find out why we can't, and then we'll decide what else we need to do. So, just wanted to let you know we have not forgot about that, but it has taken time to get to this point. Commissioner updates. So, Mr. Panicali, you have any updates you want to discuss?
Nothing to discuss.
Commissioner Ellen?
No, sir.
Commissioner Oliver?
No, sir.
Commissioner Hagler? Okay, so keep the thoughts and prayers coming. We're not done yet. So that's it for commissioner items. I will now accept a motion to move into closed session.
I'll make a motion that we move into closed session as it was identified earlier in the meeting.
Okay. Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Okay.